microphone, check 1, 2. It's not one. High Desert News Podcast, talking about local news with James Roberts. He's the truth teller, and he's gonna tell you stuff that's freaking awesome. Well, welcome to this podcast, where we talk local news with James Roberts. Sports news and politics, you're gonna love it. High Desert News is awesome.
Welcome, everyone. You are listening to Podtastic Saturdays. I am your host, James Roberts, the Truth Teller, and you are listening to News Caller Radio. Today is Saturday, February 16, 2013. We have an action-packed show for you today. I am fired up. I know you are. We're going to be covering some events which happened at the Hesperia Unified School District Board Meeting. In addition, I want to cover local patriots in the city by the term of gadflies. So sit back and relax, and we will be right back.
Advertising right here with us is pretty simple. Just give us an e-line, podcast@newscaller.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is James Jarvis, the Truth Teller. We'll go ahead and jump into this first story. Headlines over on newscaller.com. School board versus Rick Maschek over 5 minutes. This was a piece that we linked to from our Hesperia, which is a local political blog as well, in the city of Hesperia. And it was a quite interesting piece. Check this out. Rick Maschek put in 3 comment cards before the closed session at the Hesperia Unified School District board meeting, and 5 cards before the open meeting. So he was expected pretty much to speak for 5 minutes per topic, which would have totaled around 40 minutes. Well, the board member, Ella Rogers, she was actually going to allow him to speak for 5 minutes, which was pretty cool because he was going to be speaking about different topics for 5 minutes, which you are allowed to do per the bylaws. Well, Eric Swanson brought to their attention that the first 2 cards were actually duplicates, so he wasn't able to have that extended 40 minutes in speaking, but he did get a chance to get his points out. Now, it was kind of interesting because I got a dovetail. If you watched or went to the Hesperia City Council meeting, they're kind of tweaking their format as to how the council meetings are going to be ran. Well, it's quite interesting. It was quite interesting. Check this out. The council meetings are pretty much ran similar to the school board. Well, instead of 5 minutes at the school board, you get 3 minutes with the city council open forum. Also, if you want to go ahead and speak about fire, water, etc., you had 3 minutes. Well, they're going to push all of the public comments to the front of the agenda at the council meetings. Well, it was quite interesting. Everybody had agreed to the new format, but Mr. Al Vogler stepped up. He made his comments and he had a question. Will members of the audience only be allowed 3 minutes to speak on each individual topic, or 3 minutes period for the whole duration of the council meeting? So even if you wanted to speak on 3 different topics, you were only going to be allowed to speak for only 3 minutes instead of, for example, 9 minutes. So Mr. Vogler sat back down, and I was actually surprised. I was pleasantly surprised, and I got to give him a shout out because I've been very critical of Russ Blewett, the councilman. He actually needed a little bit more clarification from the city clerk, manager, and the city attorney, because he was actually for members of the public speaking on each topic of the agenda, which was nice. And it kind of snowballed after that because nobody else on the council wanted to be the odd man out. So they all pretty much agreed to allow members of the public to speak for 3 minutes on each topic of the agenda, you know, depending on what they wanted to speak on. So that was pretty cool. Now, I got to give a shout out to Big Game, because Big Game calls individuals like Mr. Al Vogler gadflies. And I wanted to go ahead and kind of clarify, because I get pretty irked when I hear that term. But in general, the term gadfly was used by Plato to describe Socrates back in the day. But in modern times, it's basically a gadfly is somebody who persistently challenges people in position of power or the status quo. And that would be me. So I'm actually a gadfly. But here you go. When people criticize individuals who are gadflies, it's almost kind of like insulting because they are typically the thin green line between your taxes going up or the shenanigans continuing, because these individuals are spending countless hours at these council meetings in addition to the school board meetings, and they're like the first line of defense. They are providing the checks and balances that the general public needs, because if not, the elected servants will pretty much just do as their will, you know what I mean, and impose everything on us. So I consider them true local patriots. Let me give you a perfect example. Several years back, the city of Hesperia was trying to pass a fire tax. And you know what? Those gadflies that were attending those city council meetings raised enough sand where the general public picked up a wind on it. And then the movement snowballed. And guess what? That fire tax did not get passed in the city. So when it comes to Mr. Al Vogler, people within the high desert or the city of Hesperia in particular, they either love him or they hate him. But one thing you got to admire about him, he is at those council meetings, putting in work, keeping those elected servants honest. And I coined this is the year of action. So here's my call to arms to all of you. If you have never attended a school board meeting or a city council meeting, you got to get down there. You got to at least see what the format is. Never be afraid to just stand up and voice your opinion. And it's a wonderful thing. They are definitely true local patriots. So we're going to go ahead and take our first break. We're a little over. I'm James Roberts. You're listening to News Caller Radio. I'll be right back.
You've been listening to News Caller Radio with the truth teller, James Roberts. Also found online at newscaller.com.
Welcome back, everybody. James Ross, Truth Teller. You're listening to News Caller Radio. I want to go ahead and give a shout out to Mr. G's in-house. He's our engineer over here at News Caller Radio Studios. So what's up to Mr. G's? Big Game is over there pissed because I pretty much put him on the spot about the gadflies. But you know what? It is what it is, Big Game. You can't be calling people gadflies when they're saving you money and preventing the city councils from raising their taxes. So, with saying that, let's move on to the next subject. If you have any breaking news within local government up here in the high desert, not necessarily just Hesperia, we cover the whole high desert, all the way to Barstow, Apple Valley, Phelan, etc., Victorville, hit us up. We would like to hear your story, get it out on the air, so we can expose any type of corruption or shenanigans that's going on within the city governments or the elected servants. So we definitely have to keep them honest. So if you have any info, hit us up over at podcast@newscaller.com or just send us a quick email at tips@newscaller.com. We'd like to get your story out. Or if you know someone who's doing big things in the high desert, also just send us a tip and we'll try to get a hold of them so we could get them on the air, either video, print, or on the fantastic Saturday show. So I just wanted to give a quick plug out there for News Caller Radio. You know, the show is really expanding and it's exciting. If you listen to our late edition on Tuesday, we brought in Mr. William Gilmore, who's our education and op-ed writer, so it's extremely exciting. We got something in the works. We have something in the works. I got to meet with somebody on Monday, and it's going to be very. We have some good stuff coming down the line, and you're going to be very pleased with the show. So, with saying that, let's keep it moving. You know, it's becoming extremely disappointing. It seems like every show that we have been putting out for the last month, we're having some type of motor vehicle fatality up here. Over the weekend, there was a fatality on the 395 near the 58, where you had a individual driving a car cross the double yellow, trying to pass slower traffic and hit another car head on. You know, and of course, the innocent person who's just going about their business are the ones that eventually die. You know, and it's just senseless. I mean, that's just like preventable, and it's silly. Yesterday. There was a pedestrian hit on Highway 18 in the city of Apple Valley. I'm sorry, the town of Apple Valley. You know, and it's just like, wow, when will it stop? Well, unfortunately, as much as we try to manage life, it's not possible. We try to do our best, but things do happen. Well, this was a short segment, so we will be right back.
Advertising right here with us is pretty simple. Just give us an e-line, podcast at newscaller.com.
I know, but I gotta get up out of here, you know? I gotta go pay these bills. I got a show to do, you know?
One time. Turn that up a little bit, Mr. Hey,
Mom,
let's let that ring down for a second.
Wake up in Tokyo.
Welcome back, everybody. Newscaller Radio podcast show. You're listening to James Roberts' Podtastic Saturdays. Go ahead and jump into a quick headline news blitz over at newscaller.com. We're just going to run through it real quick, try to hit every city. And headlines from the state from Jerry Brown. Headlines, newscaller.com. Jerry Brown lets most parolees release Stan. So he's not reversing anything. Basically, all the parolees are getting out and they are entering San Bernardino County and our crime is rising. Breaking news out of Russia. Meteorite crashes in Russia. UFO fears panic. It wasn't a UFO, folks, but it caused a lot of injuries via the shrapnel, glass, etc. flying. The video was amazing. Check that video out on newscaller.com. Also, in the news, man in Spring Valley Lake cold case sentenced to 30 years. And it's amazing because the gentleman, he's 78 years old. I think his name is Eric Fegan. I think that's his name if I'm going off the top of my head because I've linked to a lot of posts within the last couple of months. So, yeah, he got 30 years, so he's a done deal. He's like a baked potato sitting up in there. Let's go over to the health section of newscaller.com. We have more evidence vitamin C does protect against colds. Well, we all know that, but of course Big Pharma doesn't want you to know that. Now here's something very interesting, man. I don't know what's up with these council members up in the IE. Moreno Valley City Council risks suit by the state and the IRS. They approved the use of bond money to pay for some roads out there. I mean, that is crazy. So I guess they don't think the IRS will go after the city. Interesting. In the city of Victorville, we have Victor Valley College still on probation. So hopefully the new person that's in there, they're going to change things around. Up in the city of 29 Palms have cut public access to justice and fire safety. They're having some money issues over there up in the 29 Palms area, and it is not good. Dorner was ID'd by the coroner in San Bernardino. Also, let's move over to the city of Hesperia. Illegal dumpers making a mess in Hesperia. You know, man, this is kind of irritating. You know, you'll drive on some of the back roads and you'll just see fields with debris. Yeah, the city's trying to get it up there, but I mean, come on, folks, take that stuff to the dump. I mean, they're lazy, and two, they don't want to spend the money. But these are like hauling companies, so they've already charged the homeowner to move the trash out of the property. So you just got to roll that cost in there. I mean, what are they doing? It's just making our city look bad. So with saying that, this is going to be the end of the show. I want to just go ahead and thank you for joining us once again on a Podtastic Saturday. My name is James Roberts, the Truth Teller. You are listening to News Caller Radio. Peace.
You've been listening to News Caller Radio with the truth teller, James Roberts, also found online at newscaller.com. Be sure to tune in next time.